Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, on the Day of Judgment, when all the humans are gathered in one place, without any clothes, nude, uncircumcised, men and women alike, together, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, Prophet of Allah, men and women nude next to each other, won't they look at each other? And the Prophet said, by Allah, they have seen what occupies them. They're unable to look anywhere. It's like if the most beautiful woman is passing by and this 18-wheeler going 150 kilometers an hour headed towards you, what will you be looking at? It's coming to rampage you. It's going to go over you. And the woman starts taking her clothes off. Are you going to... You will not have the terror that you're facing does not make you look at anything. On the Day of Judgment, it's even worse. So people will not look at each other at all. And they're waiting there. The Prophet tells us that the sun is drawn so close that the people sweat in their places in accordance to their deeds. It is less than a mile away from them. Some of them, because their deeds are good, their sweat reaches their ankles. And some of them, their sweat reaches their knees. And from the knees to the ground, it's all sweat. And some of them, it reaches their waists. And some of them, they drown in their own sweat because they have very few deeds, Torah deeds, as they say. And the problem is that when it's too long, the day is 50,000 years long, that Day of Judgment. So they go to Adam, asking him for intercession. Don't you see what's happening to us? Didn't Allah create you with His own hands and had the angels prostrate to you? Go to Allah, intercede for us. He said, no. I'm not the one. I ate from the forbidden fruit and I disobeyed Allah. Go to Nuh. So they go to Noah and they said, you are the grateful and thankful slave of Allah. And Allah has blessed you with so many things. Don't you see what we are suffering? Intercede. What does he say? I am not the one. I had one invocation, but I made it against my people and I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to drown them all. Go to Ibrahim. He's the father of messengers. So they go to Ibrahim and they tell Ibrahim, don't you see what we're suffering? Intercede so that Allah will judge us and then we will go. But we would like to go. It's so terrifying. And Ibrahim says, I am not the one. I lied three lies in my life. Subhanallah. He lied three lies in his life. How many lies do we lie per minute? From 0 to 60, I presume like 6-7 lies every single so-and-so. And look at his lies. They were not even lies. When he said that this is my Lord, and then when it went down, he said, my Lord is bigger. I don't like those that set, talking about the star, talking about the moon, and then talking about the sun. He was telling his people, these are the gods you pray to. Okay, this is my God. When it sets, no, this is not my God. And when he saw the moon, this is my God. And when it sets, then I don't want to worship a God that sets. And when the sun came up, he said, this is my God. This is even bigger. And when it set, he said, I do not believe in all of your gods. I believe only in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he's giving him da'wah. The second lie, when they asked him, did you break our idols? He said, no, I didn't. It's the biggest one. Look, the axe is in his neck. He's the one who broke all of this. They said to him, you're crazy? You know, like we know, that he cannot do such a thing. And then he told him, if he can't do such a thing, how can you worship him? And the third lie was when they went to Egypt, and the king of Egypt was a tyrant who would take any beautiful woman. And if she had a husband, he would kill the husband. So Ibrahim told her, listen, if he knew that I was your husband, he'll kill me. And if anyone asks you, just say that you are my sister. Because by Allah, in Islam, you're my sister. There's no one Muslim on earth except you and I. And these were three lies, and they were all justifiable lies. But he could not intercede because he thought that this was not acceptable. He told them to go to Moses. They went to Moses. You're the one who Allah spoke to. Kalimullah. You're the one that Allah Azza wa Jalla split the sea for you. You, Allah, gave this and that for you. Intercede for us. He said, no, no, no. I killed an innocent person. Go to Isa. Isa is one of the great messengers of Allah. They go to Isa, but Isa declines and he does not name any sin. He doesn't say, I did this or that. He just, no, I'm not the one. Go to Muhammad. They go to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, I am the one. Yes, I am the one. And he goes and he seeks permission to enter. And Allah allows him to enter. And once he goes next to the throne, he falls on his face, prostrating. He says, I start to praise Allah with praisings. I did not know. It's something that Allah is giving me and revealing to me, Azza wa Jal. And then after a long prostration, Allah says, Muhammad, raise your head and ask for intercession and you will be given. So this is the greatest and highest level of intercession. The second level is shared by a lot of the believers, shared by the messengers, shared by the angels. And that is when people intercede for people of hell, who've been already in hell. And the Prophet comes, alayhi salam, or the messengers, or the angels, or the prophets, or the righteous people, and they intercede for them so that Allah would make them out. So instead of spending 1,000 years, they spend maybe 10 years in hell, maybe less, maybe more, Allahu a'lam. The third type of intercession is for those who were doomed and judged to be in hell, not to go in hell. So khalas, Allah sentenced them, go to hell. But then people intercede, messengers intercede, their loved ones intercede, and Allah, with His mercy and generosity, gives them to their people. So instead of going, they don't go. The fourth type of intercession is when people are in paradise, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts the intercession in elevating their status in paradise. And this happens when righteous people are in one level and their children are in a lower level. Allah Azza wa Jal, with His grace, raises their children's and offspring level to be with them as part of accepting their intercession, as mentioned in Surah An-Najm and elsewhere. And number five, the Prophet says that before me, every prophet used to be sent to his own people. We know that Musa was sent to Bani Israel, the sons of Israel, the Jews. And Isa, Jesus Christ, was also sent to the Jews. Isa was not sent to mankind. Peace be upon him. Jesus Christ was not sent to all of humankind. He said, I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. So this is his message. Except the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was sent mercy to mankind. Not only that, also to the jinn. And he called the jinn. And the jinn listened to him. And he communicated with them. And he told them what to eat and what not to eat. And he told them what's halal and what's haram. And the Quran we recite is the Quran that they recite. And when we go to paradise, they also would go to paradise. And those who did not believe among them will go to hell, as those humans who did not believe will also go to hell. So this hadith, I know I might have bored you to death, but it is one of the greatest ahadith that talks about our Prophet ﷺ, and it has some of the foundations of Iman. Now, a lot of the Muslims say, okay, if the Prophet was given the intercession, so nowadays after Salah, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Shafi'i, Ya Muallim, what are you doing? I'm calling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's my Shafi'i. No, this is haram. The Prophet is dead. You don't call him. You only call Allah Azza wa Jal. But through your good deeds, when you die, the Prophet will intercede for you. But you cannot, by any chance, while you're alive on this earth, ask the Prophet for intercession. This would be shirk. Calling the dead is shirk. Otherwise, none of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, ever went to the grave of the Prophet and said, O Prophet of Allah, we need rain. O Prophet of Allah, we need food. O Prophet of Allah, we need this or that. None of them did this. And therefore, we know that this is an act of aggression that one should stay away from. So until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.